I'm Jamal, and you're listening to Guest in the Mecha, your weekly anime and manga analysis podcast. From inspiring arcs to game-changing cinematography, I'm on a journey to try and make sense of it all, episode by episode. Enjoy the show. Welcome back to Guest in the Mecha, and in today's episode, and in the final episode of the Minisode series, I'm going to be talking about another great animator that I really like, and one which I've been really enjoying recently, and that is the work of Keiichiro Watanabe. So let's get into their work. Watanabe is an animator that I find kind of difficult to talk about, not because they don't have enough work, they have loads of it in their portfolio and a large variety of it. They have loads of it to analyze and discuss, but my challenge really is that it's hard to put your finger on what they're actually doing and why it looks so great. It's an issue which I've had with a few animators, and notably that of, say, like Shinya Ohira, for example. And you even see similarities within their work, but what's difficult is putting your finger on what they're doing and how they do what they're doing. And so this episode is maybe not going to be completely explanatory. This series was never this person's animation explained. I don't really want to try and explain it to you, just discuss it and enthuse over it. But I'm going to try my best to say what I think makes Watanabe a splendid animator in the landscape today. Based on their recent work, Watanabe fits in with a lot of animators that you might know from prior to their time, or even right now, people like Shinya Ohira, as I just mentioned, or Shinji Hashimoto, in how they handle characters. They handle them with a special sort of looseness, in terms of how they're constantly flailing around, they're constantly moving, they don't feel still, and I know animation is about movement, but I think you also have different degrees of movement. I don't even mean that within like timings. It's a very abstract thing which I don't even know if that has a name per se, but it constantly feels like they're active and alive. And Watanabe is just another animator that does this as well in such a splendid way. What I really like about their work is their unique sense of rhythm and tempo which their animation has, and this really came up in Jujutsu Kaisen, particularly episode 19 and 24, and I don't say they stole the show, but they really just had me wondering, like, how do they do it? And that's also what I really love about Watanabe. Watanabe in almost any show as of recent stands out because you're constantly, at least me, I'm constantly thinking as to how is this possible? How are they doing these things? And I think that's also what makes them really attractive as an animator as well. There's a sense of mystery behind their work, in my opinion. Watanabe thrives when it comes to altering the timings of their characters in terms of what they move on. For those that are new to timings, I know I do explain this every so often, but timings are essentially, or at least when we're talking about it in the context of anime, it's how many unique drawings are they using? We're not including in between frames, but how many keyframes is the key animator using out of the 24, and how many of those are unique? If they are using 12 out of, say, the 24, we often label that as twos. If they're using 24 out of the 24 in every frame that's in a second, we'd often refer to that as ones, and you can probably figure it out as you divide the said number by 24. And in this case, Watanabe is able to really switch between twos and ones very rapidly. In Jujutsu Kaisen, quite a lot, they'll switch to animating on ones for a very short period of time, where, again, as I said, ones being a unique drawing for every frame within the context of 24 FPS. That's a lot of drawings. And he'll do it for a very short period of time, and then they'll release it into something like threes. I say release in quotation marks because it technically isn't a release, but it creates the illusion of this release because everything's going so almost smoothly, and then it kind of just dissipates in a way. I know I'm throwing around a lot of words and ideas that potentially don't even make sense, but I think he just has a really interesting concept of momentum in his own head, and I don't think many animators have this, and that's why I really think his work stands out, because it's based on its own norms, it's based on its own ideas and framework. Obviously it's still rooted in animation and the meta of Japanese animation still, but it operates on such a different conceptual level to what we often see. It's about momentum and releasing momentum rather than these other concepts which we've discussed in former episodes. Some would describe Watanabe's animation as chaos or chaotic, and I agree, but I also disagree. On the surface, and when it's fully in motion, I can definitely agree it screams chaos. But at the same time, I don't think it's also very productive to define it as that all the time, because I think there's a much deeper way of thinking about the way in which it ticks and how it operates. And I think chaos maybe takes away from that, because there are patterns amongst his work, especially Jujutsu Kaisen, which I'm returning to again as a great example of this. And I think we just have to try and dive into the mind of Watanabe. That's why I come back to the beginning and say that he's so difficult to figure out, or his work is so difficult to figure out, because it feels like it's just based on his own ideas, which sounds normal, but often, you know, when we have, well, obviously, yeah, there is influence within the industry, and I'm sure Watanabe has those, but when it's based in very irregular norms of momentum and such, and releasing momentum, I think we have to try and dive into those patterns to really explore what makes Watanabe's pattern great, or Watanabe's animation great, sorry, rather than simply and only defining it as chaos. Why does Watanabe's work work so well in Jujutsu Kaisen, though? That's something I really want to get into. In the case of Jujutsu Kaisen, I think it's really good because tempo, rhythm, momentum, etc. relate so strongly to the notion of the athletic zone, which is really needed to understand the Black Flash which Akutami's crafted. And by interpreting the style in this way rather than calling it chaos, I think we can really dive deeply into how genius their choices are. Again, if we have an entire understanding of momentum within animation, we can very much understand what Akutami has been trying to portray and how Yuji has picked up momentum. He is in the zone and now he's ready to fight, which is such a big concept in the second half of Jujutsu Kaisen. Keiichiro Watanabe was almost the perfect animator for this project, because his ethos and almost philosophy of animation, at least from what we can get from a viewer's perspective, fits exactly with what Jujutsu Kaisen is about, and so the two match almost perfectly. Watanabe is proof that in some cases, anime allows norms to be bent and even shattered entirely. That is obviously for debate, and I'm not saying he smashes every single norm to exist. There is some precedence there in other styles, such as that of Norio Matsumoto, and also that of, again, Shinya Ohira, Shinji Hashimoto. There's some linkage you can see there. But overall, I still think that, at least for a lot of newer viewers as well, and those that are newer to animation, this does feel quite norm-shattering. I think their work will also mark a change in how we discuss Japanese animation and how we need to adjust the way in which we think about it to better understand these styles and how we understand storytelling. In short, Keiichiro Watanabe reminds me that there's still so much more to learn and understand when it comes to Japanese animation. Thank you for listening to episode 6, and hopefully it should be the final minisode of the short intro series. I have really enjoyed this. I really enjoyed talking about Watanabe's work today. I'm really passionate about it, and I hope that came through in this episode. And yeah, it's been a really fun time. If you are listening to this on YouTube, you're probably like a week late to the pub. No, in fact, no, you're not a week late, actually. Sorry. You're probably like a day late. But thank you for the comments throughout this series. Thank you for the support throughout the series, because it's been so consistent. And so hopefully this is something we can do more in the future, not particularly in minisodes, but talking about specific animators and directors is something I want to do, particularly after episode 100. And yeah, I want to take some more time to focus on individual staff members because, of course, this industry has so many people to offer and I want to shed light on these people. Next week, I can't really confirm what's going to happen. I'm just saying it now, I might do a thing where I just compile all 6 minisodes because I do need a bit of a break just to like breathe between this and then go back to the normal episodes, and also I can get ahead of schedule too. So I might just do one of those. So if there is no like particularly new episode next week, I'm telling you now in advance. But thank you for listening. I will see you next week, if not the week afterwards. And we'll go back to episode 91, which is a normal podcast episode, hopefully normal length, and talking about anime and analyzing it as usual. I have been your host, Jamal, today, and this has been Get in the Mecha.
The music in this production goes as follows.
Synthwave by Alex. By Alex McCulloch.
Mandatory Overtime by Joth.
And Difference by Chasers Gaming.